Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on the Facebook. And tweet them and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to take the opportunity to welcome all listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Apostle Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yryle, R-O-W-E-L-L 50 at gmail.com or connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophet Yvonne Ryle, and you can leave her a message there. If you would like to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can contact Apostle Yvonne at the information that I just gave you earlier for an offering of $25 or more. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Ministry Lane, is your radio host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It is always a powerful word, a blessed word, a word that will lift you up in your spirit. It's a word of encouragement, and it is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. And you can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, if you will contact Apostle at the information that I gave you earlier. Amen. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Amen. So we want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW team. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, WOW Radio with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministry. You want to get connected. Amen. Elder comes on every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. I want to encourage you, if you didn't hear the message on yesterday, she walked the dog on it, and she really preached that word. It's a word of truth. And if you have time, go back and listen to it. WOW Radio. Amen. You will truly be blessed from the word. Amen. Glory be to God. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. That is all of our announcements for the day. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you, Father God, that you are God. We thank you, Father God, that there is no one greater. We thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for your mercies endure forevermore. We praise your holy name, oh Father God, for you are worthy of all of our praises, God. Oh God, we just said thank you for all things, oh God. We thank you for making a way out of no way, Father. We thank you for allowing us to see another day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the word of God that's coming forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your word go forth through the airways with much power and much authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you for the word that's about to come forth, oh God. Decrease me and increase you, oh Father. We'll give this message back unto you, oh Father. Oh my God, prepare the heart for your message, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for another day. We just thank you for the life. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed on Calvary over 2,000 years ago that we might have life and have it more abundantly in him. Oh, God, we just praise you for your holy word. We praise you, Father God, for you are worthy of all of our praises, God. We just worship your holy name, for thou art worthy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just praise you, Father, because you've been so good to us, God. We just said, thank you, Father. Ah, oh, hallelujah, for your mercies endure forevermore. We just praise you, Lord. We just praise you for your mercies endure forevermore, God. Ah, oh, God, we just said, thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, God. We just give you praise. We come praying for the lost, oh, Father God. We pray that you will save a soul, Father God. Ah, oh, my God. We just pray that you will snatch them up out of sin and snatch them up out of darkness, oh, Father, and bring them and draw them unto your marvelous light, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you for saving souls all through the land, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Just save them, Lord. Save them, Lord. Save their souls from sin, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We pray for those bereaved families, oh, Father. We pray for those parents who have lost children, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that you will strengthen them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will comfort them even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, just comfort and give them strength in the time of bereavement, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, God, we just pray for peace in the land, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, peace, oh God, we just speak peace. We just release peace right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you for peace right now, Father. Somebody needs peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your peace is in the Lord. Oh my God, you need to call on the Lord. You need to get in your word, and you need to seek him in the word for your peace. Oh my God, worry not, says the Lord, my God. Oh, my God, my God, we just thank you for peace for this person, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we just give you praise and honor and glory for it even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just pray, Father God, that you will keep your children covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep your leaders of your ministries covered under the blood of Jesus. Cover their families, their homes, and their children under the blood of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for it even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we lift up those who are sick even now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we release and speak your word of healing. Because you said in your word, Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases. We're standing on your word, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch their bodies right now, Father. Wherever the pain may be, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we speak to the spirit of infirmity. Oh, my God. And we ask that you would heal it. We send it, we cast it back to the pit where it came from in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We just thank you right now for healing, Lord. We just ask you to touch them. Touch them right now, Lord. Heal right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, Father. Whatever's trying to come against our bodies, oh, God, we know that thou art a healer, and we call on Jehovah Rocky right now. Heal, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your glory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just said thank you for the healing, even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that you will make ways out of no way for your people all through the land. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as though they were in the mighty name of Jesus, and it is so. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. The word of God will come from 1 John today. Amen. 1 John, the 4th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 4. And the word of God reads, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. Amen. I'm going to start reading right there. But in your own devotional time, if you could go back and read the entirety of the chapter before, or just read the whole, all the chapters in John. It's only 5 chapters in 1 John. So that you can get an understanding of what God is saying in the word of God unto your spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The title of our message today is simply, Greater is in you. Greater is in you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This message may not be for everybody, but it is for somebody. The scriptures have said unto us, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, my God, my God, the spirit of the living God that dwelleth in the children of God. The scripture said greater. Hallelujah. It didn't say anything under greater, but it says greater. In other words, greater than. Glory be to God. Greater is he that is in you, if you have the spirit, the true and living God dwelling within you. Hallelujah. Because the word of God tells us that God is great. Hallelujah, my God, my God. If the world, glory be to God, hallelujah. The world, in a sense, it says the world, the things of the world, the things of the world that people look as being greater in their lives, that makes them great in life. It may be education, it may be money, it may be marriages, bigger houses, bigger cars, the finest man, the finest woman makes us greater. It gives us a status quo. Glory be to God. But the word of God just said unto us, when we are great, when you're truly great, you have the spirit of the living God that dwelleth in you. Because he dwelleth in you, glory be to God, you have the spirit of God, glory be to God, that makes everything greater. Glory be to God. Your destiny of greatness is tied to the greater of the spirit of God that dwelleth within you. Glory be to God. Now, everybody don't have the true spirit of God. My God, my God. But it says, glory be to God, that the greater, which is the spirit of the true and living God, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Because the word of God tells us in John in the next chapter in verse 4, it says, for whosoever is born of God, that means your spirit must be born again. Glory be to God. It says, but whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Hallelujah. And that That is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Glory be to God. We must have the true spirit of God. Hallelujah. The greatness that is within us is the spirit of the true and living God. Hallelujah. We overcome because we have the greatness within us. We have the spirit of God. There's no need to worry when you got greater within you. That's why the Bible tells us, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who can be against us? When God is for us, when we have the true spirit of the living God, it's greater than any little God. Hallelujah. We got the victory. The word just told us we got the victory. How did we get the victory? How did we get the greater? When Jesus Christ died upon the cross, we got the greater. We got the victory because of the blood that was shed. Glory be to God. My God, my God. The greater is in you. Hallelujah. And those who don't know what I mean when I say about the spirit, about being born again, you got to tap into it. You got to seek God for your soul salvation. Glory be to God that you may understand the word of God. My God, my God, to get the greater. See, the greater dwelleth in those that live holy and righteous before God. Hallelujah. We have overcome the world because Jesus overcame the world. He overcame death in the grave. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He rose again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, the greater. My God, my God. My God. For the word of God says that he is greater that is in us than in the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Than in the little God. Glory be to God. My God, you got the power, glory be to God, that comes from knowing the Lord, having the true spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. There's nobody greater than him. That's a song. There's nobody greater. I don't search the world all over. I don't know about you. But I don't search the world all over. And I've come to know that there's nobody greater than the Lord thy God. There's nobody greater than him. Glory be to God, my God, my God. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. But we must believe in our God, not in ourselves and not in others. Hallelujah. But we must have our faith in the greater. We have to have our faith in him. We have to have our faith in the true and living God, in him alone. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Because God himself is great. My God, my God. And he lives by his spirit in the believer. He don't dwell in unclean places. Hallelujah. If we say that we belong to God, hallelujah, we also have the greater living within us. But see, the Bible says if we say, hallelujah, if we say that we are of God, but we're living in darkness and sin. Glory be to God. That's not a true spirit of God. Hallelujah, because he don't dwell in unclean places. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. The greater is the Lord, our God, who is great. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We must have faith in our God. We must trust him and believe in the living God. Because we have his spirit that dwelleth in us. Glory be to God. There's no reason for us to fear. There's no reason for us to think we're going to starve. There's no reason for us to walk around with our heads down when people don't believe. Glory be to God. I know they done spoke all kind of negative words over your life. Glory be to God. I know they done said to you, you wasn't going to amount to anything. They said to you, you'll never marry. They said that you will never have nothing. You'll never be nobody. Glory be to God. But God says, when you belong to him, I'm the greater. And everything that the world says that you're not, because you have the greater. Glory be to God. God will take your destiny by your faith in him, you're trusting in him and believing in him, and greatness will come forth and manifest in your life. Glory be to God. Because you have the greater in you. You have the Lord living, his spirit living in you. Glory be to God, my God, my God. The greatness. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Your destiny, glory be to God, is tied to the greater in you. Glory be to God. You got to believe in the things that are unseen. Glory be to God. You got to believe in God. My God, my God. Our God has our power in his hand. Glory be to God. He is great. You don't have to be ashamed. You won't be ashamed. Because you got the greater. You got the victory already. Glory be to God. You won't be ashamed. You won't be defeated. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you got the greater. And a lot of times we forget, glory be to God, that we got the greater. We got the spirit of the true and living God. He's already defeated the world. He's already defeated that. He defeated that on the cross. He defeated the world. He defeated Satan. He defeated the things of the world and the things of Satan. He defeated all the evildoers. He defeated them. He said, oh, we overcome because we have the greater in us. Glory be to God. Ain't no reason to walk with your head down. Hold your head up. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Greater is in you. God's spirit. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You know, the word of God says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And that's the victory that we have because we have the greater in him. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. We have the victory. It may not look like it. It may not feel like it. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we have the victory because we have the greater. We have God. We have God fighting for us. We have God on our side. Oh, my God, my God. We have God making a way for us. Oh, glory be to God. He's making a table in the prison of our enemies. Glory be to God, my God. I don't know if you heard the message. I believe it was week before last that apostle and pastor had preached a message about flipping the script. God's getting ready to flip the script. Glory be to God. All those that people look down on, those that were the tail, it's going to be the head. God flipping the script. He's going to show the greatness that was in them, if that's in them, because of him. You know, let me give this testimony because I love to give testimonies, and we're going to get back to that word. Glory be to God. But somebody had asked me to do something for somebody, and I picked it up in the spirit. I didn't truly believe that I could do it. And I asked God, I said, God, I said, why did they feel that way? He said, because they do not believe who you are in God. Glory be to God. They didn't believe, hallelujah, in who. They didn't see who I was in God. Hallelujah. It might have been all right for somebody else to do it, but it wasn't all right for me because they didn't believe that I am who God says that I am. Glory be to God. That's when we need to look back at our word of God. God said, when you got the greater in you, you can be who God has called you and chosen you to be. When you have greater in you, glory be to God, you will not fail. Hallelujah. I don't care what no man may say, a woman may say. When God has chosen you to do something, you're going to fulfill the purpose. Glory be to God. Because greater is in you than is in the world. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody out here, help me praise the Lord. But God is going to flip the script. Glory be to God. He is fed to move for a ministry. Glory be to God. That nobody has ever heard of. And when he moves on forth, they're going to move with great powers and great signs and wonders and miracles. He's going to bring forth women. Glory be to God. He's going to flip the script. Glory be to God. He's going to do it. He's going to bring forth greatness in his name. That's going to bring glory to his name. Glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord. It's coming. Glory be to God. Those that were the tail would be the head. Those that were beneath shall be above in the name of Jesus. Call them out. I call those things that be not as though they were. Glory be. It's coming to pass. Glory be to God. God is flipping it. And he's bringing forth, you know, the people you never heard of. Glory be to God. But don't miss the true spirit of God. But see, some of you don't miss the true spirit of God. You know, just like they miss Jesus. because they didn't see Jesus for who he was. There was a stumbling in the flesh, but they didn't receive him because they looked at him as Joseph's son. They looked at him as Mary's son, and they looked at him as the covenant. They didn't see the true spirit of God. You know, some of the people don't know the true spirit of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You miss your blessing because you're looking at the person, missing at the spirit that speaks. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God is about to move by his spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. He's about to do it. Hallelujah, because he's tired. Glory be to God. He's tired of his people being pushed back. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Greatness. Coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, that's Mordecai. Go read about Mordecai. Go read about it. Go read about Joseph. Glory be to God. Oh, go read about it. Glory be to God. There was greatness within me. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. I'm getting excited about it. Jesus, help us, Lord. Glory be to God. I pray somebody get this word. Hallelujah. No. Body greater than our God, because he is greater and he lives in you. Know in all things that we are more than conquerors through him, because he loves us. That's what the word tells us. We are more than conquerors because he loves us. Glory be to God, my God, my God, my God. I tell you, God is good. Greater is he that is in you. Greater is in you. You just got to believe that it is. You got to begin to walk that way. You got to begin to talk that way. Hallelujah. You got to start to act and walk and talk in that way. Because you know the Bible tells us, hallelujah, in Ephesians 6. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory be to God. We got to be strong. Glory be to God, because we got the greater in us. We can't be defeated unless we allow them to defeat us. Glory be God. We can't be defeated because we got the true spirit of God. We got the greater within us. Hallelujah. My God, my God, you must be born again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Greater is in you. Hallelujah. We thank God for the greater. Hallelujah. We just give him praise and honor for the greater. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Everyone that have the true spirit of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, has the greater in them. Every believer that has the true spirit of God has the greater in you. You have it. But you got to believe in it. You got to have faith in it. You got to trust in it. Glory be to God. You got to trust in it. No matter what's going on around you, the victory is already won. You're already overcome because Jesus has already overcome. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you have that true spirit, glory be to God, my God, my God. Know that you are covered under the blood of Jesus. Nothing by no means shall harm you. Glory be to God. And you know, Jesus said this statement unto us. He said, even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Glory be to God. They can't even see him. They can't even see him. You know why they can't see him? Because they're living in sin and darkness, and he don't dwell in unclean places. You got to live holy. As elder would say, holiness or righteousness. Hallelujah. Holiness or hell. You got to live it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to choose today who you're going to serve. Glory be to God. Because no man can have two masters. Glory be to God. But he has conquered the world. He said, those that know me, they know the Father. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Ah, my God, my God. We just thank God for his holy word. For he is who he say he is. My God, my God. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us, greater is he that is in you. Greater is in you. You must believe. Glory be to God. It's already done. Jesus has already overcome them, your enemies. He overcome the world. He overcomes the work of evilness. He overcomes Satan. Glory be to God by the blood that he shed. Greater is in you. Hallelujah. Believe the word of the Lord and receive it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we are running out of time. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Give us strength, oh Father. If you don't know the Lord, if you don't know him, if you don't know or have that greater, if you don't know the true spirit of God, hallelujah, if you would just say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus the Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible, believe in church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave that message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. If you don't remember nothing else I said, remember, greater is in you. Those who belong to the true and living God has the spirit of truth dwelling within them. You have the victory. Amen. We're going to get out of here, and I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, the glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. All those who are off tomorrow, glory be to God. I'm one of them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have a safe day tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Be blessed.